Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Eric Horn is our buddy, covers the Thunder for the Oklahoma, and he's back on the bench. How you doing, Eric? How's everything?
Well, everything's great, man. How are things with you?
I can't complain, to be honest with you. We've been on the road a lot, causing trouble in Vegas for multiple weeks, and our behavior was porous at best. I wanted to say, I think the Thunder are killing it lately. How have you enjoyed watching this little run they've been on where they have just been destroying everyone? The only game they lost was a close one in Boston.
Yeah, it's been kind of an interesting run because, you know, their defense has kind of taken a step back since the beginning of the season, but their offense has taken off, man. You know, since probably January 1st, turn of the year, they've been one of the best offenses in the league, hitting a ton of threes, you know, exciting to watch. And, you know, if they can get kind of both of those parts going together, they're going to be scary, man. But it's been fun to watch them kind of find their offensive footing in the last month. Five weeks or so.
I mean, they are breathing down Denver's necks. I mean, they are right there, and they lost tonight in Philly, and they've been on the road. And, you know, here you are playing in H-Town tomorrow night. That's a big game for you because you're creeping up on Denver for sure and playing fantastic ball.
Yeah, big opportunity for the Thunder. I think they're within about a game and a half of Denver now since Denver lost tonight. You know, it's interesting to see if they can even get, you know, Russell Westbrook's still not shooting the ball very well, and they're playing probably the best offense they've played in quite some time. You know, to his credit, even though he's not shooting very well, he's setting up guys probably the best he has in his entire career, you know, drawing attention from other defenders, drawing that second defender on drives, and getting guys a ton of three-point shots. I think he's had 14 or more assists in 7 of the last 8 games. And as you know, probably, he's going for his 9th consecutive triple-double tomorrow in Houston.
He's a freak. There's no doubt about it. What do you think, Eric, in terms of what's the feeling that you get from him if he enjoys this type of role? Because it's different than in the past when he, you know, took way more shots and, you know, people said he was a ball hog and everything else. Now he's like facilitating like nobody's business. And like, is he happy?
Yeah. You know, I think frankly, for the better part of the season, he's been in a good place. I think that he just wants to win more than anything. I think that's been his thing, you know, ever since, you know, just his entire career, he's been about winning first and foremost. And I think that's like the general misconception about Russell Westbrook is, you know, people seem to kind of just want to put him into this box of he chases stats and he chases triple-doubles and such. It's like, dude, everybody in the league chases stats. Like, all these guys are looking at the stats all the time. So Russell Westbrook is not a greater – he's not a greater offender of chasing stats than anybody else in this league. I think he cracked the code and being able to figure out how to get these triple-doubles, and that's perfectly fine as long as it doesn't hurt the bottom line of winning games. And the Thunder's winning a ton of games. They're playing a better brand of basketball than they were last year. With your guy Carmelo Anthony last year. And look, they just look like a better, more athletic, more, you know, motivated team this season. And I think Russell Westbrook's a big part of that. And a big reason for that is, you know, making a couple of personnel changes too.
I got to tell you, Eric Thorne with us from the Oklahoman. Back to the stats thing for a second. It's simple. They all know to a man that stats get you paid. It's that simple. There's not one guy that doesn't look at that stat sheet, and there's not one coach, there's not one GM that doesn't like that. If they don't have that stat sheet in their hand at the end of the game, somebody's getting fired because that's how important it is to them. So I don't want to hear any of that. You know it as well as I do. Let me ask you this. So I was talking to a guy the other day, and he was like, Pharrell, you remind me of Adams, the way I play basketball. And I've said on this show, and people think I'm crazy, but, like, you know, someone asked me the other night, who's my favorite players to watch in the league? And what was it, Mavi? Some guy asked me, name 5 of them. Is that what he said, my 5 favorite players?
Yeah, that's true.
And I put Adams in there, in the 5, believe it or not, because I just think He's such a mother Forreller on the boards, physically setting screens, banging, rebounding, finishing, finger rolls, swatting shots, grabbing boards on both ends, hustling, diving on the floor. Teammates love him. Fans love him. I just think the guy is an absolute pimp.
He does all the intangible dirty work stuff for the Thunder. He's a screen setter. He's more athletic than you'd think. He does everything defensively for them. The way that they play him up high and pick and roll to be able to trap guards, and then he still has to drop back onto centers. He's doing arguably more work than any center in the league, I think, in the minutes that he plays. Never takes a playoff. They ask so much of him in that defensive system. And then offensively, you know, he's a guy that can go get you 15, 16 points a game. He's basically their only offensive rebounder most of the time when they go down the floor, because they're playing four out most of the time because Jeremy Grant's on the perimeter. So this guy's really doing everything. And look, if you're a guy in pickup basketball that's doing everything, if you're the guy doing all the other stuff to get guys buckets and you're going after offensive rebounds, then, yeah, maybe you do have a game like Steven Adams. Even then, you're probably not getting to the level that guy is in terms of all the stuff he's doing for the Thunder. The team is just a completely different team when he's on the floor. He's one of the most efficient players in the league in terms of offense and defense. And I think that he really kind of encapsulates what this Thunder team's about.
Yeah, Mavia, so to take back what – so Fuego said I play like him, but he definitely didn't mean diving for balls or hustling on the defensive end. What he meant was is that I'm efficient – and that I get the pill in the paint, and I finish, and I score, and I got little touch shots and little hooks and glass kiss touch, and I'm able to finish at the rim, and then I do nothing else of the sort. So I can score and finish, and I do nothing else. But he just thought, like, my efficiency of, like, I'll hit, like, 8 of 10 shots in a game, and they're all finger rolls at the rim. I think that's the kind of player he is. Do you think, other than that, I don't hustle at all, and I never play defense, and I yell and scream and cuss at refs and get multiple technicals and lead the league in techs and been thrown out of the game 50 times. But let me ask you, PG, he's never looked better, if you ask me, than he has with this team. I think he made a great decision staying there.
No, it's turned out great for him. And look, he's kind of bucked that whole notion of guys not wanting to play with Russell Westbrook and not being able to play their best basketball with Russell Westbrook. I think Russell Westbrook's assisted on about 46-45% of Paul George's field goals this year. He's playing the best basketball of his career. He's probably the guy who's in the top three conversation for the Defensive Player of the Year. He's probably in the top five for MVP. He's shooting more and with better efficiency than he ever has, which is crazy to think about. He's shooting more threes. He's hitting a better percentage of threes than he ever has. And I've just never seen a guy on the perimeter for the Thunder play with as much comfort and ease since Kevin Durant. He's really in a groove, and it's going to be great to watch him tomorrow against James Harden. And I wrote about this for Saturday's Oklahoman. It's really a contrast of styles. Paul George gets his points off the dribble, off the catch, in different areas. He's kind of got about an equal distribution in terms of, like, isolation points and catch and shoot points, while James Harden, we know, is the king of isolation. Whether that's, you know, Chris Paul being out in the Rockets needing that, or James Harden just being just the king of isolation points, they really get their points in different ways, but they're both equally effective, and it makes for, like, a really intriguing matchup of stars.
No doubt. Eric Thorne, Oklahoma. Do you think that Kobe was right about the beard, that he can't win a title playing this kind of basketball, this ISO ball every night?
Well, I think that it can get you to a point. I think that we've seen, though, in previous seasons, James Harden gets to this point and defenses can kind of load up on him on his drives. You can put multiple defenders on him to make him take a high volume of shots. If he gets 39 on 38 shots, you know, that's doing your job. The thing is he going to burn out? And that's the big thing that we've seen from him in previous couple of seasons, is he gets to a point in the playoffs where he burns out, his efficiency goes down. He's shooting the ball at a really efficient rate considering how many three-point shots he's taking, how much of the offense he's having to carry. Getting Chris Paul back for them is critical. And if Chris Paul ends up getting hurt in the playoffs, which you could probably set your watch to at this point in time with the way that Chris Paul's been going the past few years, that's just more load that James Harden's going to have to carry. And, like, I know it's cool, this whole 30-point streak and whatnot, but the load he's had to carry with the 17 games in a row that Chris Paul missed, you know, it might get James Harden the MVP, but what toll is that going to take on him, you know, once the playoffs come? So I think Kobe's a little right there. It's just funny that it's coming from Kobe Bryant, of all people.
I got 45 seconds respectfully, Eric. Do you think the Thunder, because I love them, do you think they can actually make it to the Western Conference Finals and stand there instead of Denver, Houston, Portland, Utah, et cetera?
I do. I think they need one more piece, whether that's a defensive guy like Andre Robertson coming back, or you know, getting an additional shooter. I think Russell Westbrook needs to shoot better from the field. I think he's doing a great job of facilitating right now, but his percentages need to go up from the field and the free throw line, because they need him to be a reliable source of offense, not just with his distribution, but his scoring too. But they do have the defensive chops to do it. They play at a great pace. Those guys like each other. I think they do have a chance to get to the Western Conference Finals this year. I really do.
Well, I hope that game in H-Town's a good one. I think it will be. Everyone can watch that one on national TV Saturday night. Eric, always a pleasure, man. Great stuff. Enjoy the game tomorrow night.
Thank you, man, always.
All right, Eric Horn covers the Thunder for the Oklahoman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.